WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pulitzer Prize-winning author John Updike has a new novel out. It's called S. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
S is John Updike's third rewrite of Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter. The first, A Month of Sundays, told the story from Dimmesdale the clergyman's point of view. The second, called Roger's Version, gave us the side of Chillingsworth, the cuckold. S is all about Sarah, a 42-year-old modern-day descendant of the original Hester Prynne and the original New England Puritan theocracy. She is married to a very chilling man named Worth, and so on. Updike, it seems to me, is more interested in Hawthorne than the rest of us are. He may even be more interested in adultery than the rest of us are. S, however, once it leaves New England for the American Southwest, is a very funny comedy of sexual and metaphysical manners about a woman who wants to be a pilgrim. Most of the fun is at the expense of pseudo-Buddhists who set up shop and sell T-shirts in an America desperate to lose weight and find God. But a lot of it is also at the expense of Sarah and her upper-middle-class Radcliffe smarty pants notions of what women's lib is all about. Sarah leaves her philandering surgeon husband and their North Shore Boston home, with half the family's liquid assets, to sign on at a commune in the Arizona desert, where she will hoe artichokes, pour cement, take dictation, and sleep with anybody male or female who promises to help her get rid of her inconvenient ego. She posts letters and tapes to her husband, mother, daughter, dentist, psychiatrist, and best friend. From them we gather that the commune, with its shopping malls and fabrics factory and designer therapies and a franchise line in health foods and massage parlors, is as fraudulent as its guru, the sex-starved Arhat. And Updike, a card-carrying Episcopalian, is wickedly impatient with the wisdom of the East, even though he does have a gleeful time playing around in the language of another religion, like a kid in a wading pool. Instead of submerging or dispersing or whatever else she's supposed to do to her ego to achieve Satori, what Sarah does is bounce, more like Huck Finn than anybody in a book by Hawthorne. S is likely to annoy feminists almost as much as Updike's The Witches of Eastwick did. He just can't help himself. His love of women, so often declared in interviews, somehow always sounds in fiction abstractly patronizing, even when it's finely tuned. Sarah, for instance, reflects on womanhood and, quote, its daily burden of constant vague expectation and of everything being just slightly disappointing compared with what one knows one has inside oneself waiting to be touched off. It's rather like being a set of pretty little logs that won't quite catch fire, isn't it? This is lovely, but also rather condescending. Aren't they cute, waiting there so wistfully? On the other hand, S will be much more offensive to serious Buddhists than to women. Updike was a lot more respectful of Jews in his Beck books, and of African Muslims in The Coup. After a couple of hundred pages, we begin to wonder, what's so hilarious about Sanskrit? Why not make fun of Kierkegaard or St. Teresa? Be warned, but also be amused.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed S by John Updike.